بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we discuss two from the beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. النور and الهادي. النور refers to the light, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the giver of lights. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Suratul Nur, found in the 18th juz of the Qur'an Kareem, discussing the divine light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That referring to this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, An-Nur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَهْدَدِي بِنُورِهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Due to the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is rightly guided in this world. A person will find sirat-e mustaqim, and even the angels are guided in the skies because of the nur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And another definition with regards to An-Nur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الذي بنوره يبصر ذو العمايا وبهدايته يرشد ذو الغوايا. It's with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person is able to see. It is mentioned that when the child is born, then the child is colorblind. The child cannot see. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who places his nur into the eyes of this child that is able to see, and different colors. Today man can pride himself with the megapixel of his phone, but the doctors and the scientists have mentioned that if you have to put a rating of megapixel to the human eye, it will be equivalent to 576 megapixels. Man has got two sets of eyes. Man has got one set. Snakes got two sets of eyes. One to see and the other to feel heat and to feel coldness. We've got two eyes. Scorpions have up to 12. And the box jellyfish has got 25 eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, if you look into this, the eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, they say an average human would blink his eye approximately 5 million times. 5 million times he's blinking this eye. And with what perfection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this eye, that as a person ages, then this eye, the amount of tears that it produces also decreases. That is why ulama explain, the younger we are, we need to be, that's the time to be crying more, out of khashiyah and fear. When a person is older, now he must have more raja and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that to the eye that we see, there's 7 parts that make up the eye that Allah has given us. 7 parts. There's only 1/6 of the eye that's visible to the naked eye. Means if a person opens up his eye, we're looking at the person who's looking at you, then only 1/6 of that eye you can see. The ears will grow, the nose will grow, but the eye will never grow. The qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say a dolphin can sleep with one eye open and one eye closed. One eye will be closed, one will be open. And the dolphin is sleeping. So this nur that we have, because with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're able to see. Now that's only due to An-Nur, who is the creator of light, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the physical light that we see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. In the 27th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Then on the day of Qiyamah, the believer, he'll be able to pass the Sirat with lot of ease and comfort due to the nur that he has accumulated in the earth. Because of the nur. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhum and discussing the day of Qiyamah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the multitude and the scores of people that will be from Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam till the last person to be born till the morning of Qiyamah. Every single person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking such huge multitudes of people. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many people, how will you know who's your ummati? How will you know? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْرِفُهُمْ مُحَجَّلُونَ مِنْ أَثَرِ الْوُدُوِ. One sign is that I will recognize my ummah when they make wudu, then that is accumulating nur. The limbs that they are washing 5 times a day approximately, less or more, this will be illuminated, this will be bright on the day of Qiyamah. I know that is my ummah. And that's not for any other ummah. It's only for my ummah. غُرٌ مُحَجَّلُونَ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَعْرِفُهُمْ بِنُورِهِمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I'll also recognize them and know who they are due to the nur that will be in front of them. The nur. So ulama explain, if you look into the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a lot of avenues of us gaining this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple, like how there was a blackout or a fault or whatever it was, and a lot of homes didn't have lights in the last couple days. Then, when it's dark, you cannot see anything. So that is fitna. When there's darkness and there's zulumat, then you cannot see what's haqq and what's batil. Now to explain to that youngster, hey, hold on, this year doesn't make sense. How can you be involved in drugs? Then you want to explain to a rich man or a person who's a businessman and say, hey, that's not halal for you. You can't be involved in interest. That doesn't make sense. It's incorrect because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, hey, see, I'm not oppressing anyone. It's a happy giver, happy taker. The bank is happy, I'm also happy. So there's no oppression involved in it. Now you can't explain rationale with him because that nur is not available. That nur of hidayat, he can't see it. What for you is obvious, for him is not obvious. He can't see it. So where do we gain this nur that at this juncture and this time now, to choose the haqq and to avoid the batil becomes easy. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fadali Amal, we read the hadith, Bashiril Masha'in, fi dhulami ila al masajid bin nuri tam yawm al qiyamah. That person who walks and goes, or whoever goes to the masjid in today's day, that person who comes to the masjid in the dark hours of the night, example for the Maghrib Salah, the Isha Salah, we came for Isha Salah, this is an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us nur, inshaAllah. Allah will give us nur. Wake up for the Fajr Salah, then again there's nur, because in the darkness, then the person is coming to the masjid, Allah will give nur. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man hafadha alayha, that person who is particular with his five times daily salah, I'll give him additional nur. That person, Man qara'a ayatam min al-Qur'an, that person who reads just one verse of the Qur'an, I'll bless him with nur. Man qara'a surat al-kahf kama unzilat, that person who recites surat al-kahf as it was revealed, then I also give him nur. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on. There's a whole list of ahadith that ulama have gathered, where avenues where we can gain this nur. Avenues where we can gain this nur. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man farraja an muslimin kurbatan, that person who relieves his Muslim of any difficulty, Allah will give him nur. That person who helps his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him nur. And then, one is attaining the nur, but that battery shouldn't get flat. How do we avoid that? Nabi Sam said, Iyakum wa dhulm. Be very careful of oppression, because that's darkness on the day of Qiyamah. No matter how much of light you have, how much of light, but if you're involved in oppression, then that is going to be darkness for you. You're dimming your own lights. Like how nowadays we can see, previously we just had normal lights. The older people will know that they used to study under candlelight. They used to study under candlelight. There were special times. Then slowly light came. Now we've got, then cool light came. Then they came with the different times. Now you've got cool light, warm light, and different types of even that light. Now LED has come. So the brightness of that light, even if you look at the cars, it's just getting brighter and brighter. But the life of insan is just getting darker and darker. The outside light is getting brighter, but that inner light is getting darker. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. Comes in the, as we spoke about munajati maqbul, hizbul azam, this dua is, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, وَفِي بَصَرِ نُورًا وَفِي لِسَانِ نُورًا وَفِي سَمْعِ نُورًا وَعَنْ يَمِينِ نُورًا وَعَنْ شِمَالِ نُورًا وَمِنْ فَوْقِ نُورًا وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورًا وَمِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيِّ نُورًا وَمِنْ خَلْفِ نُورًا اللهم أعظم لي نورا واجعل لي نورا. Nabi Sam made dua for nur upon nur. Ya Allah, nur on my right, nur on the left, nur above, nur beneath, nur in front of me, nur behind me. Ya Allah, just grant me a lot of nur. Nur in my blood, nur in my tongue, nur in my eyes, nur in my heart, nur in my qabr. And there's so many words of dua that Nabi Sam made dua for light in all of these places. So one is, we can make the dua in English also, no problem, but make dua for nur. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. So the more we will be involved in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nur of hidayat will increase. When fitnas come, now a person can differentiate between haqq and batil, between that which is truth and that which is falsehood, because he's got the nur. So that is an-nuru. Ulama explain and say, reciting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an-nuru, 1001 times, and the person makes dua for nur, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the heart and the bosom of such a person with divine nur and light, inshallah. So we, by reciting the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily also, we see a lot of barakah. Then al-hadi refers to that being who guides. Hidayat is only from Allah. Al-Hadi, Hidayat is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hada al-khalq ila ma'rifatihi wa rububiyatihi wa ila siratihi al-mustaqim. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can guide us to His recognition, to the oneness of Allah, to sirati mustaqim, to the straight path. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one else. And the dua that we have to make, whether we reading or the imam is reading, or in our own salah we have to read it, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We're making dua for hidayat. And this dua, even if a person is the greatest wali of the time, he can't leave out Surah Al-Fatiha. He has to read, اِهْدِنَا اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He also has to make dua for hidayat. Why? Because what is hidayat? سُلُوكُ الطَّرِيقِ سُلُوكُ الطَّرِيقِ الَّذِي يُوصِلُ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَىٰ غَايَتِهِ. Because hidayat means to tread a path that will take you to your destination. Which means that hidayat is a destination. We got no guarantee that we are going to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with hidayat. We have to continuously be making an effort that inshallah we pass away with iman, with hidayat. And you'll notice, every one of you would notice, in my own family, whenever we used to meet the old people, nowadays also you meet old people, then there's one thing they always ask, Mulizab, one dua, you just make this one dua. Rather they used to ask for two things. Number one, I must not become muhtaj of anyone. And number two, I must get iman, death with iman. Two things. Till now you meet any old person, two things they'll ask you. Ya Allah, Mulizab, just make dua, I mustn't become muhtaj. And I must die with iman. Muslim, anyone you ask, any one of the old people, two things they were always worried about. So this is so much of a lesson in this, that we ask in the dua, that we pass away with iman inshaAllah. So one is that hidayat. Then one is the general hidayat. General guidance. Alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هذا الخلق من الإنسان إلى مصالحها وألهمها كيف تطلب الرزق وكيف تتقي المضار والمهالك. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires every single creation to its perfection, to its job, to its position, to what it needs to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine, who thought the chick that's inside that egg, that it needs to start kicking, so the egg, so the shell can break and it can come out. And why would that chick that comes out from the egg stay on the ground? But the chick and the duckling that knows I need to go into water. And who taught the duckling now to paddle so it can swim without drowning? And then who taught that young child that is born to suckle on the mother? Who taught that child? No one taught the child. So who was it? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has taught every single creation that which is best. What is hidayat? What is goodness? What is khair? And hidayat to even the animal kingdom. Hidayat to even the birds. Hidayat to even the plants. That which one needs to become green? What color for which plant, subhanallah. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, three amazing incidents. Number one, Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, he's the author of Sunan Abi Dawud. When we speak about Siha Sitta, the six most authentic books of ahadith taught in our madaris in the final year, one of them is Sunan Abi Dawud. The author is Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah. He was walking one day on the shore and he heard a person sneezing. So he looked on land and he sees that there's no person. When he looks again, then he sees that there is a ship that's going out into sea. So he says, maybe someone from the ship sneezed and said, Alhamdulillah. So he saw a person with the boat on the side. He said, to take me to that ship, how much? And bring me back. He said, 1 dirham. He says, no problem, there's a dirham, take me. So he took him to the ship. Imam Abu Dawud rahimullah got on top of the ship. He says, who's the person? Man atas? Who just sneezed now? That was a few moments ago. It was me. He says, sorry, I heard you said, Alhamdulillah. I didn't know from where that sneeze came. I came to reply, Yarhamuka Allah. Allah have mercy on you. Why I need your dua now? Your dua is, Yahdikumullah. Yahdikumullah. May Allah guide you. May Allah guide you. So I came for that dua and to practice on the sunnah. And he came away. That night, the people of the ship, imagine the person who has authored such a magnum opus, a thick book of ahadith, approximately 1,000 ahadith in the kitab. Now what a sterling work he has done. Now we would have thought maybe this kitab will get you entry into Jannah. So the people of the ship in the night are sleeping and they heard a divine voice saying, Ya Ahla Safina, O people of the ship, Inna Aba Dawood, Qadishtara al-Jannata bidirham. Yesterday Imam Abu Dawood secured his place and position in Jannah in exchange of one dirham. Not that kitab of his, nothing else. Just the importance of this dua he required, Yarhamukallah, importance of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he secured his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Ubayd bin Umair, rahimahullah, was a pious tabi'i. There was a lady living in his time who was, she was so beautiful, so pretty, she would actually roll eyeballs. If anyone saw it, they'd say, wow, like who on earth. So when she got married, she told her husband, see, Allah has blessed me with such beauty. You think there'll ever be a man who look at me and not drop his jaw? He said, yes, there is. He said, who? He said, Ubayd bin Umair. He said, okay, I'll go try him out. He said, no, Big Buzruk is a pious man. So she prepared herself, dolled herself, and she had a golden smile and everything, and she's walking. She says, Sheikh, one question. But there's a lot of people looking. Can we go one side? I can ask you the question. No problem in one side. What's the question? So she took out her parda and she says, this is who I am. You interested? So he said, if you can answer me three questions, maybe. If you can answer me three questions, maybe. He said, okay, what's the first question? If Malakul Maut has to come to you to take your life now, are you ready to do some haram? No ways. I'm going to go to Allah? Not at all. Your book of deeds are about to be distributed to insan, some on the right hand, some on the left hand. Are you ready at that moment to tell Allah that just one more sin I need to commit? You are about to cross the sirat. Will you tell Allah one more sin before I go to Jannah? So she says, no chance, no ways. He said, well, all these things are in front of you. It's going to happen any moment. You don't know when. She went home. She changed her life. She became so pious, fasting during the day, tahajjud during the night. Husband said, oh my Allah, why I even gave that name? She became such a buzruk. I'm not enjoying the days of the past. She's gone so pious now. Even the days of honeymoon I was enjoying with her, all finished. She's gone so pious. I shouldn't even given that name of Ubayd bin Umair. Now that hidayat is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To protect a person in every situation. Khurim bin Fatik, radiyallahu anhu, is sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hayatul Sahaba is an amazing kitab. Let us try and put that within our list of reads also. Very amazing read. Khurim bin Fatik radiyallahu anhu. He wasn't a Muslim, pre-Islam. He was in the outskirts and his camel got lost. So he's looking for his camel. As he's looking for his camel, now he's climbing a mountain and it's approaching dark. Now he's scared also, he's all alone. So in those days it was a common practice amongst them. They would ask refuge from the jinn of the area. So he made a very loud dua. And he says, A'udhu bi'azimi hadha al-wadi. I seek protection in the name of the biggest and the leader of the jinn of this area. So he heard a reply. Udh billahi dhil jalal. Don't ask for protection in the name of any jinn. Ask for protection in Allah. And a few other lines followed. So he got scared, now Gavrat. Can't see anyone, yet he's hearing a voice. So he says, who is that? Person says, I am Malik bin Malik, and I am your guide. You see, you here to guide me to goodness, or you here to deviate me and to scare me? He says, no, I'm here to guide you to that which is best for you. He says, guide me to that which is best for you. He says, seer, you looking for your camel? He got even more worried. How you know? But those are jinnah. They know all that. So anyway, the jinn said, yeah, your camel. So he found his camel. The jinn gave him directions. He found his camel. He was looking for it, found it. He says, listen, on condition, this camel that I gave you, you go direct to Makkah Mukarrama. There's a person claiming Nubuwa, you become a Muslim. He says, deal on, I'm going for it. So he took his camel, he rushes back to Makkah Mukarrama. He sees the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in Salah. So he waits. He says, as soon as the Salah is over, I'll go in. When Sahabi comes back, he says, hey, Khurem, Subhanallah, the jinn gave you your camel back, huh? You came to become Muslim. He says, oh my, I thought I was talking to jinn over there. How he knows everything? He's like, he's a jinn also. He's scared now. How everything is happening? So as soon as he comes into the masjid, so anyway, one sahabi takes him, he quickly have a bath, ghusl, prepares himself, he comes. So he prepares himself as he's coming into the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Khurem, you came to fulfill that responsibility. He told you, he'll give you camel if you bring iman. Come, bring iman. He says, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He brought iman. Khurem bin Fatik radiyallahu anhu. Hidayat is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayat for ourselves, for our children, for the entire ummah is only with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us total hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And continue making the different du'as of hidayat. Allahumma ahdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma ahdina wa saddidna. There's many other du'as in the books of ahadith from the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where we can make du'a for hidayat insha'Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each one of us and grant each one of us total hidayat and nur from his side insha'Allah. Wa akhir da'wanani. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi.